This is David.
Hi, this is Will calling on behalf of Calling House and our client, the National Public Opinion Research Firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything. Am I speaking to David Pike?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in South Texas? Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't know yet?
Almost certain to vote.
Thank you. Next question. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
61.
Thank you. Next question. What is your race?
White.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Thinking back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I didn't vote for either one.
Okay. Another candidate then?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election of state senate were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means you are very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Joe Biden.
20.
20, thank you. Donald Trump.
20.
Thank you. Greg Abbott.
50.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
Used to be much higher, probably 50 now.
Okay, thank you. What about Morgan Lamantia?
I don't know enough about her, I think. What is that, 50 again, if it's no opinion?
Okay. Yeah, that's neutral. Okay, what about Adam Hinojosa?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I guess I approve. I mean, the same
strongly
thing,
or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
Approve.
Will you say you strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the elections in November, the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, no problem. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? The Democratic, Joe Biden, or Republican?
I would vote for a third party.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democratic Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Myra.
Thank you. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Probably the Republican.
Republican. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say will be a priority for the governor of Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority
you know,
at all.
I have to go. I got to go. Thank you.
You don't have five more minutes? We're almost done. Oh, my God.